Today I'm presenting my first year data towards my PhD dissertation working with Rodney Ventura and Carl Roshan at the University of Minnesota. So by now we have already seen a lot of presentations on importance of nitrous oxide as a very potent greenhouse gas as well as ozone depleter. So just a refresher, a very simple cartoon of nitrogen cycle. So we know soil to atmosphere direct gas emission is caused by processes of nitrification and denitrification in soil. But at the same time, soil, some of the nitrogen also leaches to the groundwater in the form of nitrate. And nitrate in itself is a groundwater contaminant, but at the same time, it can also denitrify to nitrous oxide. So that would be also a focus of the study as the indirect nitrous oxide emission. So some of the previous studies and the fertilizer effect on nitrous oxide emission, urea and anhydrous ammonia, as we know, are the major nitrogen fertilizers. And a study by Ventura and others and Thornton and others, they have shown that conventional urea reduced nitrous oxide emission compared with anhydrous ammonia. Study by Halvorsen and others, they showed slow-release fertilizers like Super U, which is with urea with the inhibitors, and ESN, which is polymer-coated urea, they reduce nitrous oxide gas emission compared with the urea. And this study by Giochini and others shows that urea applied with inhibitors may increase the nitrate leaching. So as I earlier mentioned, that can be the source of our indirect nitrous oxide emission. So my objective of this study was to quantify the effectiveness of slow-release fertilizers on gas nitrous oxide emission, then to study the interacting effect of tillage, water management, water management and also soil texture with the different fertilizer types and total nitrous oxide emission. And I'm simultaneously quantifying the nitrous oxide direct from soil to atmosphere as well as indirect emission derived from nitrate leaching. So I got two research sites, both are at the southeastern Minnesota. The one at Baker, Minnesota, is loamy sand, quite coarse textures, very well drained. The other one is a medium texture, silt loam, also moderately well drained. Experimental design at both sites are randomized complete block design with split plot application. At the loamy sand side, my treatments was irrigation versus rain fade, while at the silt loam, it was conventional versus no-tillage systems. And split plot treatments were fertilizer types, PCU, polymer-coated urea, CU, conventional granular urea, and urea with ureas and nitrification inhibitors, and we got also control plots with no fertilizer application. So methods for direct nitrous oxide emission, it was estimated by static chamber method. We sample air samples twice a week throughout the growing season and analyze in gas chromatograph equipped with the electron capture detector. And total emission was estimated by linearly integrating the daily flux over time. And for indirect nitrous oxide emission, I have to say up front that I didn't measure it directly. It was based on the concentration of nitrates in the soil water, then the estimates of leaching rates from mass balance, and then I used the conversion factor for the nitrate into nitrous oxide published by IPCC. So here are my results for loamy sand site. There's daily flux in microgram nitrogen per meter squared per hour. Left one for irrigated system, and the right one is rain fed. Here, fertilizers were applied pre-plantation. P stands for plantation. And this is coarse textured soil. So conventional urea was split applied. Quite some variation in the fluxes. Certainly there were seasonal variation in precipitation, soil temperatures, they also come into play. But no fertilizer type seems to have dominant flux here. So after linearly integrating it over time for the season, I got cumulative nitrous oxide flux in kilogram nitrogen per hectare against fertilizer types. No factor effect was significant. Of course, I was expecting something with irrigation, but I have to note here that this season was quite wet. And this is nitrate concentration in parts per million over the time. So surely we have nitrate leaching induced by fertilizer applications, and it's also quite varies over the season. And then combining it with the leaching rates from mass balance, I got cumulative nitrate leaching in kilogram per hectare for different fertilizer types. So of course, irrigation was very significant. And it's interesting to see that between the two slow-release fertilizers, urea with the inhibitors had a lot of nitrate leaching, significantly greater than that by conventional urea. So then using the IPCC factor for this nitrate for the fraction, which would convert into nitrous oxide, and summing it up, adding it up to gas emission, I got total nitrous oxide in kilogram nitrogen per hectare. So in irrigated system, total nitrous oxide was significantly greater when urea was applied with inhibitors compared with the conventional urea. So if indirect nitrous oxide emission derived from nitrate leaching is not to be considered, then only gas emission was not significantly different. In rain-fed system, total emission was not significantly different. So conclusion for this coarse texture soil, irrigation, as expected, quite a lot increases nitrate leaching, which in turn increases indirect emission. And considering this indirect emission, which accounted for about 70% of total emission in the case of urea with inhibitors, total nitrous oxide emission by urea with inhibitors was significantly greater than that by conventional urea. So in overall, indirect emission accounted for 35 to 70% in this coarse textured fertilized irrigated system. I got same set of data for silt loam sites, daily flux in microgram nitrogen per meter square per hour over the season. Here, fertilizers were applied after plantation, post-emergence, several weeks after plantation. All were one time applied. We can see some spikes in gas flux right after application. And again, with the integration over time, cumulative flux in kilogram per hectare. So tillage has some effect. In no tillage, flux seems to be a little higher. And fertilizer type was significant, but all were with respect to control plots. And these are nitrate leaching, again, same set of things, nitrate concentration in soil water. And combined with the leaching rates, the cumulative nitrate was not significant here, unlike to the coarse texture soils. And with the IPCC factor, again, I got the indirect emission from nitrate leaching, and summing it to the gas emission, this is the total nitrous oxide in kilogram per hectare. Here, fertilizer type in conventional tillage, urea with inhibitors, even considering the indirect emission, seems to have potential to reduce gas emission, while in no tillage, we don't see any significant difference. This is both direct and indirect emission. So for silt loam side, unlike the coarse textures, conventional tillage, urea with the inhibitors seems to have some potential to reduce total nitrous oxide emission. And since the leaching rates were quite low. The indirect emission accounted for just 10 to 40% of total nitrous oxide emissions. But at the same time, the gas emission only was greater in this silt loam sites. So in my conclusion, as we saw that the leaching rates were very high in the loamy sand sites, but at the same time, gas emission was high in the silt loam, which can be understood quite easily. The coarse texture soil, more leaching, and the medium textures, more moisture retained by the soil for the processes of nitrification. So interacting effect of fertilizer treatment with the soil texture is quite important. And this is my single year data, but still we can see for coarse texture soils, indirect emission can be very significant contributing factor towards the total nitrous oxide emission. And the fertilizer treatment and water management systems. So in the case of slow release fertilizers like urea with nitrification inhibitors or urea's inhibitors, so it's understood that it also reduces the ammonia volatilization, so more nitrogen is left in the soil to lease. So in the case of coarse texture soil, depending on the irrigation and precipitation, more nitrate leaching is seen, which eventually contributes to the total nitrous oxide emission. So with this, I leave, and of course my acknowledgement to the granting agency and my colleagues, without whose support I couldn't have put up this work. And so I leave a lot of time for you to give me your very constructive remarks and feedbacks.
So why with a natural inhibitor, the natural leaching is higher? Because I would think that the nitrification is still down, that you have a more ammonium form, less mobile. So why, can you explain that?
More leaching with the urea application. Yeah, so the question is why with the urea you could... more nitrogen. With super U, why a lot of nitrate leaching? Oh, so one of the explanation I said is that with the inhibitors, so we another pathway of loss of nitrogen. Just a second, if I get the question right. So with Super U, why more?
Leaching.
More leaching. Okay. Since Super U with the inhibitors, so another speculation is that it may have some kind of priming effect, like since the ammonium level is attained, so it causes some priming effect with the subsequent increase in soil nitrogen, organic nitrogen mineralization. So more excess of nitrogen comes into the pool to leach. Does it answer?
Well, I have an announcement that can go along with the end of this talk, which is that we have a missing speaker later on. So there'll be an opportunity for more questions.
Okay, thank you.